Of all age groups, seniors are the least likely to go online. Only about one quarter of all people age 65 and older use the internet. For now, the number of seniors on the internet is increasing. NPR's Katrin Einhorn reports on seniors and the internet for the final segment of our Digital Generations series.
Harriet Harris is an example of a senior who overcame the gray gap. NPR listeners first met her in February 2003. She was 73 years old, waiting in line at the Jewish Community Center in Manhattan to register for a computer class. She remembers how intimidated she felt.
I was totally hysterical, had not ever even typed, and therefore I was convinced that I would never be able to relate to, deal with, or handle the computer.
Seniors often express fear and shame when asked about computers. Many feel suddenly illiterate and are scared they'll break the machine. But Harris overcame her doubts. Now 75, her newfound computer skills have allowed her to continue a 50-year career in social work, going into the office a couple days a week to work with troubled teenagers.
I'm totally enjoying what I'm doing at this point, and it makes me feel I'm continuing to make a meaningful contribution. And without the computer, I couldn't do it.
Harris learned through SeniorNet, a nonprofit organization that sponsors classes across the country. In the small back room of a senior center on Chicago's South Side, volunteer Lavinia Hill is teaching five more seniors who have decided it's time to learn.
This is a basic computer class. Basic. So if you have any knowledge in computer, like Computer One, you really don't belong in my class.
Hill goes to each student one at a time. She cups her hand over theirs to show them how to move the mouse.
You take the mouse. You go from the taskbar up the center and to the left and to the right. Down.
The idea behind SeniorNet is seniors teaching other seniors. 80-year-old Mayola Murray appreciates the slower pace of this class. 7 years ago, she tried to learn at a community college, but she couldn't keep up.
The guy was a youngster, and he was moving, and he was writing on the board, and all the times you don't grasp it. You just can't grasp it. And take notes and try to get familiar with the computer all in the same process. It was hard, so I just dropped out.
Murray says she's back because she sees computer technology everywhere and she wants to know how to use it. For Murray and many other seniors, computers are not only desktops and the internet, they're ATM machines and the automated checkout at the supermarket. Seniors have watched the world become computerized, but few have desktops in their own homes.
Only 29% of seniors actually use a computer on a regular basis. They weren't in the workforce when computers became standard issue.
Susanna Fox is director of research at the Pew Internet and American Life Project. Of course, seniors who can't use computers can't get on the internet. And Fox says getting on the internet is becoming more and more important.
When we started tracking the senior population in 2000 and 2001, we found that it was kind of a cute topic. It was something that people wanted to talk about because the grandparents were looking at the baby pictures of the grandchildren, and people were helping seniors to go online to do their hobbies. And now it's becoming a bit more high stakes because of the health implications, because more and more people are using the internet for health information, for financial information. Seniors are going to get left behind if they don't have access to that information.
Fox says the number of seniors who use the internet has jumped about 50% in the last 4 years, so more have embraced the technology. Nevertheless, her research shows most seniors who aren't online now say they never will be.
I know nothing about the internet, and I choose not to learn anything about the internet.
77-year-old Minette Goodman is a petite woman who enjoys going to the theater and the ballet, and she enjoys some technological change.
I'm grateful for the coffee grinder, the electric one, vacuum cleaners that certainly work better than they used to, and just this year, I have an electric toothbrush, which is really something else.
But she's clear about why she dislikes online computers.
They take you away from looking directly into someone's face. They eliminate the need to be with people.
Philosophical reasons aside, there are practical reasons why this generation isn't as internet savvy. Money to buy a computer or take classes is a huge barrier for many seniors on a limited income. Organizations such as Philadelphia-based Generations Online have stepped in by putting computers in libraries and retirement homes across the country. Then there's the way the internet looks.
A senior-friendly website is one that older adults can easily see, comprehend, and navigate.
Stephanie Daly is with the National Institutes on Aging, and she helped develop a website for seniors from the National Institutes of Health.
We limit the scrolling on the website so that we can help older people who may have problems with arthritis and hand-eye coordination with the mouse, so that they need not scroll, but they can just click on buttons that say next page, which reflect the linear nature of the site.
Features like this could become really popular, because in about 15 years, the way seniors relate to the internet will change.
The silver tsunami. That's what we foresee in the coming years, that there's going to be this huge wave of older Americans, you know, don't call them seniors yet, but they're eventually going to age into that senior population.
The Pew Internet and American Life Susanna Fox says baby boomers are already devoted to the internet.
They have used it at work. They use it at home. They are very likely to have high-speed internet access. They can't foresee retiring and losing that internet connection. And that's what's really going to change the senior population.
That means seniors, the least likely to be online now, could in a few years change the face of the internet. Katrin Einhorn, NPR News.